Good morning. You are plugged into Long Island. This is Joe Rock for Long Island's only classic rock station, 102.3 WBAB, and Long Island's number one hit music station, 106.1 BLI. And my guests this morning are Mark Scherer, partner of the Long Island Business Expo, and Peter Spalletti, also partner for the Long Island Business Expo. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about your personal and professional background.
This is Mark speaking. Okay. I've been producing business trade shows for probably, I'm dating myself, but 15 years. So okay. we've been at this for a while, and we like to think that we produce some of the best B2B shows in the country.
Okay, so now what was it that led you to want to do shows like this?
Well, you know, I saw a need for the small business community to have access to information and content. It's very difficult to start a business and grow a business. And so if you have the right tools, if you have the right information and can access that in an easy way, that then you can grow. And so we saw that as an opportunity, and we've worked with partners, many partners over the years that have a similar mandate, and that has been our guiding mission.
Okay. So now you started out a while ago doing this.
Yep.
So the question becomes, what was the size of your very first expo, and what is the size of the expos now? Like, how many people are you getting in, and how many vendors, and...
Yeah, good question. We started, our first show ever was in the New Haven Coliseum, a building that no longer exists, and it was a good show for the market, but it was probably we had about 100 vendors and maybe 1,000 attendees that came. We offered maybe in approximately 10 to 12 seminars for the day.
Okay, and what is the size of what you're looking at now for the Long Island Business Expo?
Well, the Long Island Business Expo is a little bit bigger. We've moved into the Nassau Coliseum, most recognized facility on Long Island, and it is a 175 booths. We have a minimum of 5,000 attendees who will be there for a one-day show, and there'll be over 30 opportunities to interact with our education, and we made two major keynotes and networking opportunities like galore all day.
Okay, so when is the Long Island Business Expo?
We have it on May 10th. Mark your calendar, May 10th.
Okay, and you mentioned two keynotes. Who are your keynotes this time around?
Well, you know, we're very fortunate in the keynotes, Joe. We've been able to get people to come from all over the country, and this year we're very proud of what we have, the two that are coming. The first is a young lady from Pennsylvania who is named Jen Groover, and Jen is a serial entrepreneur at a reason. I say young age. She is put together very successful, very profitable businesses, and taken businesses from zero to $1 million in 1 year. And she's going to tell our audience how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and who is the other one?
And the second keynote is Joe Duffy. Joe Duffy was ranked and is ranked by Forbes magazine and Entrepreneur magazine as one of the top 10 keynote speakers in the country. So he is a very credible man coming from California. He's worked with some of the luminaries in the business community, and we are... If I could get proud for a second, this is a home run. This is going to be something that if our attendees avail themselves of this keynote, they will absolutely learn things that they could not learn anywhere else in one hour. So it's going to be a fabulous event.
Okay, that's great. So once again, if you're just joining us, my guests this morning are Mark Scherer, partner of the Long Island Business Expo, and Peter Spalletti, partner for the Long Island Business Expo. Now, you mentioned when we were talking about the fact that you're doing it at Nassau Coliseum, one of the most recognized locations on Long Island. But you also produce a show in Manhattan that you do with the Javits Center, the New York Business Expo and Conference. Now, how does that compare with what you're doing out here on the island?
Well, pretty close, pretty similar. We were asked a few years ago to come to Long Island. Some of the business leaders on Long Island said, Mark, you know, we've been to your show in Manhattan. We've done that show for 14 years. And that is, it's a home run in terms of our metrics, our attendance and exhibitors. And it's a home run. And the most important thing is that it offers content free of charge to our attendees. And it gives them the tools that they need to grow their business. So people responsible for economic development on Long Island came to us and said, Mark, Peter, what do you need to do? How do we get that event on Long Island? And we looked hard and fast at it, and we said, we can do it if we have the right partners. And we've been very fortunate to develop relationships with well over a dozen major B2B organizations, associations, chambers, city, state, and federal government agencies that will help us gain the credibility we need, and at the same time allow us to put on a spectacular event that will educate our attendees and help them get to the next level.
Okay. Now, Long Island is definitely a unique business landscape. So when you were putting the Long Island Business Expo together, how did you make sure that was reflected in the expo and all the speakers and everything that the people will experience when they walk through the door?
Good question. There are commonalities no matter where you are, but there are unique features of Long Island. So what we have found is Long Island businesses like to be addressed in a personal manner, in a one-on-one fashion, if possible. They have unique and custom situations that address their businesses. So as best we can, we connect them with those leaders and get customized information for their businesses. But at the same time, there's also there's commonality that makes if you need to learn how to target your customers locally, if you need to learn how to have a good website and have people find that website, that's the same in Podunk as it is in Mahwah. So, it doesn't matter where that is. So those principles remain intact. So what we've tried to do with the educational content is we've brought a very good balance and mixture of Long Island, seriously good, the best, I think, educators on Long Island, and they'll be presenting on the day of the show. And we've brought in some very talented people from other parts of the country that will intermix with those people. And so it's a chance to get a little bit of both, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now May 10th, Long Island Business Expo, it's going on at Nassau Coliseum. If somebody's listening right now and they'd like to get any more information, is there a website that they can go and check out?
Yeah, we'd like it. First of all, Joe, if you don't mind, I want to invite everyone who's listening to this to come as a guest of Cox Media Group Long Island. All they have to do is go to Business Expo LI. That's businessexpoli.com. And when they get to the registration page, I'm going to give you a promo code, and it's COX, capital letter, COX. And if they do that, it's free of charge. Otherwise, they're going to wind up paying some money. So thank you. We want to thank our sponsors, Cox Media Group, Long Island, and we want to reward that to your listeners and give them the opportunity to attend the show.
Okay. So now, the Long Island Business Expo, it's, you're doing this at a point in time when the nation's current economic climate is interesting, to say the best. So what benefits do you see coming out of the expo at the time we're at?
I heard something on the radio on the way down here. I'm actually based off island, But I heard, so I had plenty of time to listen to the radio, and I heard that the optimism of small business is higher than it's ever been. There's a feeling that we can do that, that opportunities exist. There's a spirit amongst a lot of individuals that they can take a business and make it into something very special. They just need to know the tools. With that optimism and with the right information, with the right content, with the right tools and strategies, they can be successful. So what we're trying to do with the show is marry those two. Mm-hmm. Marry the optimism with the content. Give them the tools, give them the strategies, make sure that they are not going down dead ends and wasting time and valuable resources. So as far as that's concerned, we really feel this is the perfect show at the right time.
Okay. So now, once again, if you're just joining us this morning, my guests are Mark Scherer, partner of the Long Island Business Expo, and Peter Spalletti, partner for the Long Island Business Expo. Now, taking a look at Long Island, you chose Nassau Coliseum. You said one of the most well-known locations on it. What about Nassau Coliseum do you feel makes it a perfect location for Long Island Business Expo's home facility?
In one word, it's big. You know, it allows us the capacity and it allows us the bandwidth to be able to create the various things that the show represents and gives to the community. So we have four meeting rooms, lockdown meeting rooms. We have a keynote theater. We have two show floor theaters. We have an off show theater. We have 175 booths. You can't do that really I haven't found the facility where else you can do that. So it really does. And the other good news is that it's easy access. It's very simple to get to. It's everyone knows where it is. And also I should make this note because I know that people on Long Island are sensitive about the parking.
It's funny because as soon as you started talking, I'm like, I'm going to have to ask what the parking is.
Well, yeah, you know what? Our friends at the Coliseum have made it extremely reasonable. I'm not sure what they get for Billy Joel, but for our show, they get it's a $5 parking, and that's it. So that's the commitment. You know, get in your car, get over to the Coliseum, pay the $5, and you will have innumerable amounts of education and ways that you can take your business to the next level. I mean, as Jen Groovers will show you, from zero to 1 million in 1 year.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's fantastic, though, that you mentioned the parking because I put it together in my head. You're talking about the fact that someone can go to your website, use the code COX, and get into the expo for free.
Yep.
And that with $5 parking for a car, so you could bring multiple people in one car and walk through for, you know, a very reasonable day.
we like to think we're green. Carpooling is good.
There you go. So, you know, some examples of what you could give to what you're hoping the type of businesses that you want to reach with the Long Island Business Expo. What are some of the businesses you think would benefit from what you're going to have?
You know, that's Joe, seriously, here, if you are a small to mid-sized business, I don't care if you're a gas station or a restaurant or a law firm or a small manufacturing concern, if you have one employee or if you have 150 employees, this show has value for you. We've set the content up, we've set the seminars up, and the interaction with the vendors in such a way that there's absolutely incredible value there for you, regardless of that. So it's a horizontal show. It goes across. The commonality of it is it's business to business. So it's meant and made for business leaders, business decision makers, people who are in business, people who are responsible for their businesses. That's the only commonality. But the rest of it, you know, you could be a nail salon, you could be the top law firm on Long Island, and you're gonna benefit from the show.
Well, it's funny because as we're speaking right now, you're piquing my curiosity. Because aside from what I do on the air here as a radio personality, I have a band. And unlike many other people, I run my band as a business. And I've learned to benefit from different, you know, constantly reading Inc. magazine and things like that, trying to learn different things. And as I'm listening to you now, I'm thinking to myself, this might be beneficial for me as a band leader who runs his band as a business to come in and attend your expo to maybe be able to walk away with some information that'll be beneficial to me going forward.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You absolutely can. I mean, you know, again, I think the there's so much noise in the market now for small business. There's so much competition in the market for small business. The challenge is to be found and to be heard and to have a concise message and a value proposition. So how do you portray that? That's the challenge of every small business owner. How do I convey? I know I'm really good at what I do, but how do I get other people to know that I do it and get new customers? And so that's what we talk about. That's exactly there's 30 some odd sessions that are there for people with the COX promo code for free that you can come and get that. So it's an amazing opportunity. It really actually is an amazing opportunity.
Mark, mention the Taste of Long Island feature that could be beneficial for his band.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. You know, we're gonna end the day with a show feature that is new. I think there's a few new show features every year when you do an event. You want to put new elements into it to create more excitement and more buzz. And you know, we're gonna end with a networking function at the end of the day where people can take off your one thing I've learned about Long Island, one thing I've learned about Long Island, you guys love to network and you guys are really good at networking. So, and there's it's an amazing amount of networking opportunities. So, you know, there's the lockdown content, there's the keynotes, there's the show floor theaters, there's the booths, there's the going around, the handing out the business cards. But then there's that time where you want to have a glass of white wine or a cold beer and shake hands with people and get to know people a little bit more in a different social kind of a way. Mm-hmm. And that's what the last 2 hours of the show are going to be. And so everyone who comes, stay. Don't leave. Stay, because that's where we like to say that it only takes one good idea to change the trajectory of your business. This show has hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And you might meet that best customer, that best next partner in that last hour.
Yeah.
Right?
So, okay. Absolutely. So once again, it's Nassau Coliseum, yep. Long Island Business Expo. What's the date and the time?
The show, Joe, runs on May the 10th at the Nassau Coliseum from 9 to 4 p.m.
Okay. So now, let me see how I can put this. How does it feel to be such an important part of the New York business community all these years and now to expand that and come out onto Long Island with everything you're doing?
Well, it's a natural progression. And the other thing I've noticed about Long Island and Manhattan are two different markets. And I think you alluded to that earlier. People like to do things locally if they can, and they like their customers to be as local as they can if they can. So we've found that even though some of our partners cross over into both markets and are regional partners, the show itself has a flavor and a feel and a vibe of Long Island that the New York show does not have. So we're really proud of it. We're proud to be working with with Cox Long Island. We're proud to be working with the LIA. We're proud to be working with the Nassau Coalition of Chambers of Commerce and the SBA and SCORE and the Empire State Development Corporation and all these other dozen. And I shouldn't start naming them because there's dozens of them, but they're on the website. Mm-hmm. But these organizations really see a future for Long Island that is very bright, and we're just really proud to be part of it.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, you know, there definitely is a difference between New York and Manhattan, without a doubt. You've seen it yourself. And as somebody who grew up on the island and then went and lived in other places and came back, it's easy to see what the development of Long Island has been in such a business landscape from, you know, the early days until now. You look like you want to jump in here, Peter. So
I'm just saying, you know, as the businesses have grown, you know, so has the traffic. That's why people like to stay, like people like to stay local, and the centralized feature of the Coliseum lends to, you know, Nassau and Suffolk people getting to those the event easily.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the traffic. Yeah, that definitely makes an easy thing because, you know, you picked a location that is easily accessible from the parkways. That's definitely a good idea. So, you know, your show has been very successful. How do you make sure it stays fresh from year to year?
Pete, do you want to go on that?
Mostly with the content. I mean, small business owners, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, rudderless, you know, going around in different regulations, different ways to grow their business. With the internet, the way it is, people realize that they have to get onto it to try and promote their business, to market it, but they just don't know how. Some of the speakers we're going to have will give them that kind of education to help them get through it and, you know, promote their business more rapidly and help it to grow.
And I think that's the rationale of a show that comes back every year, because next year and this year are going to be two different playing fields. Mm. And, you know, the issues that we're facing today, some will be similar, but there's going to be things that there's technology is immediately changing. Probably changed since this interview started.
You know, I'm sure.
So it's important that you stay current. And what are the success stories? What are the things that work? What are the ones that are custom, you know, for individual businesses? Because not everything is for everyone. Not everyone should be on LinkedIn. Not everyone should be on Facebook. Not everyone should be in Pinterest. It just, you know, it's different for your business. But unless you understand it, unless you know it, you could waste a lot of time. And this show is meant to save time. So it's a day out of the office. It's a day out of the work of the workspace, but it's an investment in a very fruitful progression of their business and growth of their business if they attend. Mm.
Okay, so once again, May 10th, Nassau Coliseum, it's 9 to 4. Now, one of the great parts you said is the parking is how much?
$5.
That's easy. And now the website and where they can register for free with the promo code.
It's www. I guess I don't have to say that anymore. But it's businessexpoli.com. That's businessexpoli.com.
And the promo code if they want to attend for free?
It's very simple. Capital letters, COX.
There you go. So once again, I just want to say thank you to my guests this morning. We have Mark Scherer, partner for Long Island Business Expo, and Peter Spalletti, also partner for the Long Island Business Expo. Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending time with me this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, you've been plugged into Long Island. This is Joe Rock for Long Island's only classic rock station, 102.3 WBAB, and Long Island's number one hit music station, 106.1 BLI.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.